Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our show today. Let me tell you, first of all, that Dave is taking a little bit of time off today. I'm certified financial planner Larry Moscat, and you have tuned in to KXXT's information-packed show on crisis financial counseling. This is a show entitled Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. And again, what we're centered on here today is a somewhat unique area referred to as crisis financial counseling and all of the related areas that go along with that. And again, my name is certified financial planner Larry Moscat. I'm managing member of RII Advisors, Retirement Income and Inheritance Advisors in Scottsdale. And I want you to know to begin with, you're probably aware, these shows are archived and links to the show if you miss any of the information, and you'll want to catch all of everything we have today because we have some fantastic guests with us today. You can always get information, re-listen to the show by tuning into our website at www.riiadvisors.com. That's www.riiadvisors.com, and that's advisors with an O and not an E. Let's begin today with kind of a review of what in the world is this business of crisis financial counseling. It's probably a term you've never heard of before, but it's certainly something that if you find yourself in the crosshairs of it, something you would want to know about. Let's begin this way. If you missed our introductory show, I'm going to recap a little bit about who we are, why we do what we do. And I'll begin by telling you this. As a former practitioner in clinical psychology and now for the past 30 years as a board-certified financial planner, I can tell you this. It is absolutely clear that when life crises and financial planning decisions occur together and simultaneously, they form a potent, but unfortunately often a self-defeating cocktail of confusion and stress. And for sure, objective, very compassionate, and experienced guidance can make a real difference in finding your way through these troubled times. We at our firm have identified five, and it's not just limited to that, but five of the most troubling areas we have found our clients need some help navigating, and that is in the area of troubled retirements, losses of loved ones, whether or not their inheritance is involved, caregiving, which we're going to spend a great deal of time talking about today, settlements from wrongful harm, wrongful death. These inflows of money come with a great deal, for most people, of emotional baggage, and the issues must be sorted through. And in today's economy, the issue of unexpected job loss is nothing new, but it's a crippling crisis for those who find themselves in a situation like that. I'm going to take just a moment, and I'm going to give you an idea of who are people in crisis. We gave some categories. Let me develop that for just a moment for you. The idea of a troubled retirement. Retirement is viewed by many people as party time, you might say, the end of our working years and the beginning of party time. But in fact, for many people, it's not that at all. When does retirement begin? In my opinion, retirement begins, one, when you have a plan as to why you will get out of bed in the morning, first and foremost. And two, retirement begins when you are absolutely positive you've taken every measure possible to guarantee your income adequacy and its duration for your lifetime. Until then, this is a crisis. Families who have lost loved ones. It's no surprise most everyone has either gone through it, will go through it, or has known someone and been close to someone who's gone through it. Loss of a loved one can be a crippling life event. It's hurtful. There are mountains and mountains of decisions to make, mountains of pressure, time constraints, money matters, bills. What about the family's well-being, lost sleep, depression, that future viewed as an empty screen? This is a crisis in the truest sense of the word. Caregiving, again, which we're going to spend time talking about today. Those who are caring for aged or ill relatives, friends, or anyone caring for anyone else. We're going to talk about how to do it, and more importantly, how to manage your own sanity during a process like this if you happen to find yourself in it. Financial settlements, wrongful loss of a loved one, wrongful loss of physical or mental abilities. These are causes for extreme stress and are in fact crises for most people. And unexpected job loss. It's happening everywhere, and even though maybe we're turning the corner on this with our economy, it's still happening today. And when your livelihood is suddenly terminated, there's a tendency to perhaps feel like somehow you failed, and it can have a very crippling effect on you, and it can have a very crippling effect on those who love you and those who depend on you for support. So those are a few of the items where we cover in crisis financial counseling. And I'll say this, you know, we're lucky. There are many, many very good financial advisors in this valley. But I've seen, and it's not hard to imagine, that in the face of extreme pain, extreme stress, and suffering from being simply human and also untrained in the area of mental health, it's sometimes easy to lose professional objectivity, and it's a challenge for some people. That's where we step in. That's where RII Advisors steps in as true counselors in financial management under extreme duress. Now, I want to get on to the main part of our show today. I am absolutely thrilled to have in studio two of the Valley's preeminent experts in their respective areas. In the field of home health care, which, by the way, it's no secret that if you find yourself facing some type of care issue, home health care would be the preferred option when it's compared to going to a facility. Nobody wants to be in a facility if it can be avoided. So to that end, we have expert Jude Terrace, who is founder and owner of Valley of the Sun Home Healthcare. Jude, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks for having me today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for being here. And we also have with us preeminent estate planning attorney Troy McNeimer from the McNeimer Law Offices. Troy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry.
Okay. Our show today, and every show that we put on, exists essentially for you, our KXXT listeners. And this is a call-in show, and we would love to have your call. The call is free, the information is free, and you can reach our panel of experts at 602-296-3632. That number again, 602-296-3632. All right. Gentlemen, we're going to talk about some very interesting and complex long-term care questions and the legal issues surrounding some of the dilemmas that these create. And before we launch into it, one more time, I'm going to give to our KXXT listeners the number to call in with questions, 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632. Pose a question for us, for our panel of experts. We'll do the very best to answer the question. If it's too involved, we'll arrange some off-air way to connect and address your question. In the way of beginning, I'd like to start with a more formal introduction of one of our experts today, Jude Terrace. Jude Terrace founded Valley of the Sun Home Care in 2010, but that was not the beginning of his experience and the development of his expertise in home health care, because he started out in the home care industry as a caregiver for a national franchise back in 2007, decided then to go ahead and open his own agency after seeing how fulfilling it was to help those who are in need. Jude is a member of the Arizona Non-Medical Home Care Association and is also an active member of the National Association for Home Care and Hospice, Scottsdale Area Chamber of Commerce, HSP and RAIN, Jude, you might have to explain what those are, but and you are co-chair of the East Valley Committee on Aging. So needless to say, Jude Terrace has a very well-endowed resume and a great deal of experience as an expert in the area of home health care. And I'd like to, Jude, I'd like to start by posing kind of a question for discussion for you. The words long-term care in our world seem to evoke just a streak of fear, an image of complete loss of our independence, and the very one thing that almost all of us would do anything to avoid. You're an expert in the area of long-term care. Would you tell us what Valley of the Sun Home Care does, how you help people manage the fear and the uncertainty associated with these events that arise when there's no other option but to receive some type of long-term care services?
Sure. Well, Larry, you know, the first thing that I heard you say there, you were saying the complete loss of independence. And when it comes to our step in the process, it's kind of usually the first step that's needed. And the way when I talk to families and I talk to the people we care for, that's what they think. It's the loss of independence. But really where we're able to come and help out and be of help is that we're able to maintain that independence because what we do is we have caregivers that go into the homes of that person who needs our help, which is usually a senior. Uh-huh. And in doing so, we're able to keep them staying at home rather than have to move to assisted living or to, independent living or whatnot. They could stay at home by having our caregiver be able to come in, whatever it is that they need. Maybe they just simply need a little bit of companionship. Maybe they don't drive anymore, so we help get them to the grocery store, to their doctor's appointment, so on and so forth. Or maybe someone is a little further along and they need help with dressing and bathing and incontinence issues and things like that. So we're able to – I don't like to look at it as it being a loss of independence. I like to look at it as we are able to maintain that independence and keep it with them.
That's interesting. As I was listening to you talk, Jude, I was thinking, I wanted to ask you this question then. Is it fair to say that the services you provide could be described as anti-nursing care, anti-nursing home, anti-facility-based services?
I don't know. I wouldn't say that because, yeah. You know, there are a lot of things that we do that are the same type of care that they would get in a nursing mm-hmm. home. Except they get to stay in their own home and be in the comfort of their own home.
Sure.
And again, we have a wide range of clients, some that just like to have us have as a friend to come over and, and you know, go to a movie with. But the average one does need more in-depth help that they would get at a nursing home. So it's not anti in the sense that they're able to stay away from that environment by staying at home and letting us help them there at home rather than in a nursing home setting.
Well, it sounds like at the very least you're certainly aiding that process at the very least of keeping people out of a nursing home maybe sooner than they would otherwise have to go.
Oh, absolutely.
Good. Okay. I want to take a moment now and tell you a little bit about our other guest. I've known our other expert today for many years. He's a most extremely competent and excellent estate planning attorney, Troy McNeimer. Troy is a certified specialist in estate and trust law, and that's a designation issued through the State Bar of Arizona. Since 1991, he's been representing clients in estate planning, with estate planning, with probate, with adult guardianships and conservatorships, and we'll certainly be talking a little bit about those areas. Troy graduated summa cum laude with a degree in accounting from Washburn University in 1988, and then went on to attend the University of Kansas School of Law, and graduated Order of the
Coif.
Coif, okay. There's another one that you may have to explain what that is, but I take it that it is a form of honorarium which was bestowed on Troy back in 1991. Troy was selected as one of Arizona's finest lawyers, and again, from just a personal and business acquaintanceship over many years, I can confer that he is one of Arizona's finest lawyers. Troy's very active in the community. He served on the board of directors of St. Mary's Food Bank Alliance. He also serves as a mentor to charities interested in building their endowment through the Arizona Endowment Building Initiative. And Troy, as I said, is with McNemer Law Offices. They maintain a website, www.mcnemar.com, and Jude, I'll be giving out your website address here as well. And Troy, in the way of beginning to understand how your expertise figures into the issue of crisis financial counseling, the area of caregiving, I'd like to pose this question to you. Clients of both Jude and my Jude working in home health care and me working in the area of crisis financial counseling, sometimes we don't have the chance to intervene, see families before it's too late. And that is to say the crisis is already at their doorstep. And maybe the individual in question is not even deemed to be competent. And so I guess I would like to ask you, and I'd like to you to explain to our KXXT listeners, what are some of the legal documents that should be in place to take care of someone that's in crisis, some of the processes we can expect to go through, and what's involved with that?
Well, Larry, one of the things that I would hope that the person had been able to do prior to being declared incompetent would have been to do some basic estate planning documents: revocable living trust, general financial power of attorney, health care power of attorney, mental health care power of attorney, that would let someone make the decisions on their behalf when they're no longer capable of making the decisions themselves. If we're not in a fortunate enough position to have those documents in place, often it becomes necessary to go to court and have an adult conservatorship and adult guardianship put in place.
Okay.
Guardianship essentially is care of the person, care of the body. Conservatorship is care of their assets, care of whatever property that they might have.
All right. Well, there's a lot involved there, and certainly a lot to talk about. We're going to take a quick break. This is Certified Financial Planner Larry Moscat here with Jude Terrace, Troy McNemer, and you're listening to Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
At Beer and Bomb and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Certified Financial Planner Larry Moscat, and you've tuned in here on KXXT to Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. Thanks for joining us today. We have two incredible experts with us today, ready to share the benefits of their experience in dealing with this area of crisis financial counseling, legal issues related to estate planning and caregiving, and home care. And back to this issue of home care. Jude Terrace, owner of Valley of the Sun Home Care, I have a question for you. As I said earlier, the term long-term care, home care, facility, all of these terms are very emotionally charged and very much misunderstood by most everyone we talk to. It's just a big, scary thing that maybe you've never seen up close, and you don't want to see it up close. Let me ask you this, in the way of beginning to unravel some of the questions and mysteries around this, most people might want to know, how much does it cost to receive these types of services? What would I expect to pay? Does insurance cover these? What types of services are there? Could you speak to that a little bit, please?
Sure. You know, that was actually your second question of me, but that's usually the first question that's asked when someone gets our phone number and calls us and wants more information. You know, we were talking a little bit during the break about home care versus home health care. And what I want to do, first of all, is specify we are home care. And to most people, it sounds, what's the difference? Same thing. Mm-hmm. But really, what we're talking about, the difference between the two, is what we do is non-medical in nature and is it is something that we're able to help out with the preparing meals, the laundry, all those types of things that maybe you as an adult child are doing for your parent or for your grandmother or grandfather and so forth. What home health does, home health is providing specific medical type of help. So it might be after a rehab stint, they're coming in and helping out with physical therapy for an hour, or they're specifically coming in to help to bathe, and then they leave. We could do the bathing, but we also do the grocery shopping and so forth. Whereas if you have home health that comes in that is provided through Medicare or Medicaid, they are only doing that specific task and then having to go home, whereas we're able to do the whole range of non-medical type of care. Okay. So now with the understanding the difference between the two, what I'll tell you, you know, on average here in Arizona, if you go with a reputable company, expect to pay about $20 an hour.
Okay.
You know, most of them, it'll range a little bit based upon the level of care that they need. So someone who needs help with dressing and bathing and with transferring in and out of bed and so forth will probably be a little bit more expensive than someone who just needs someone to drive them to the grocery store and prepare them a meal or two. So roughly what I'm saying is about $20 an hour is what you should expect. And that is private pay. So that's out of your pocket. Now, the couple exceptions, and I'll say that's the majority. Most people, it's private pay out of the pocket. The couple exceptions, if you are fortunate enough to have purchased a long-term care insurance policy, that's one way that will get coverage so that you don't have to pay for it. And that's something for the listeners as well. You know, you might not be at that age yet where you need this care, but having a long-term care policy in place will be, I'm sure you're very familiar with it.
Very familiar with them. We deal with those in our business, and there is, much as you said, there's a lot of misinformation, misunderstanding about the types of home care and home health care. So, too, is there just as much confusion mm-hmm. about these policies. And I may just take a minute and talk about the structure of some of these and may reveal some surprising information on how these can be obtained. But excellent information. Anything else that on how these are paid for? $20 an hour is kind of an
average.
That's
what you should expect. Yeah, about okay. 20 an hour. And it's mostly private pay unless you have, the long-term care right. insurance or if you are eligible financially through either Altex, which mm-hmm. is the Arizona Medicaid system, mm-hmm. or if you're, again, financially as a veteran, if you'd served during a war. There's a bunch of different criteria, but on average, most people don't qualify for those other ways. It's mostly private pay, so sure. it's something you need to plan for to pay out of pocket.
Okay. Yes, you mentioned Altex and you mentioned Medicaid, and that's a whole interesting area in and of itself. You know, Medicaid is, I think, only one letter difference than Medicare in terms of how it's spelled, but it's a world of difference in what it means. I have referred to Medicaid as welfare because that's in fact what it is. That means you are unable to pay, you're indigent, and you have to go on welfare. And it's a shame when I see that in my business when it could have been avoided, the required spend down that has to happen before you can receive services. It's a very ugly process, and when it was avoidable, It certainly should be looked at and something done about it. Okay, very good. I want to go back and speak with Troy McNeimer from McNeimer Law and talk a little bit more about the legal events that occur in the event of a caregiving crisis, what people do and what they shouldn't be doing. And I wondered if you could do this for our listeners. Would you discuss some of the issues that surround the issue of mental competence and the whole process of what happens when someone loses the ability to manage their own affairs and this then requiring someone to take over for them? We as lay people, we know there are documents, there are procedures, but would you speak to that a little bit about how that works, what's involved, what needs to be done, what should be done, especially ahead of time to avoid the crisis?
Well, we talked a little bit. I'll take the last part of the question first. We talked a little bit before the break about some of the things, some of the documents that a person might have in place, so that their family doesn't have to go to court and have a guardian and conservator appointed, which is ultimately what would have to happen if there is no plan in place to address potential mental incapacity. But assuming that those documents were not in place, basically the process is first of all, and this is sometimes the biggest hurdle, someone has to identify that the care recipient is no longer capable of taking care of themselves, taking care of their finances. And often a long time can go by without anyone from the outside really realizing that this person is not able to take care of themselves the way that they should be. Once someone's got that, when someone realizes that and is able to make a determination, typically we hope that it'll be someone from the family will step up and apply to the court to be appointed as the guardian. Again, that's the person that makes the care of the body, and the conservator, care of the assets, to make that determination. And part of that, part of what happens in that process is, number one, we get an evaluation from a doctor. The doctor. And it's the physician's appointed by the court, but it's usually a physician that is familiar with the person. And if at all possible, we would want it to be a doctor that knows that has had previous experience with the patient and has been treating them as a patient for a while. And they will make a recommendation, and it's a court ordered it's a court set up form that they do it, and basically evaluate them, go through the various causes, and say either, yes, I think it's in the best interest that this person has a guardian and conservator appointed, or occasionally they say, no, this person doesn't need a guardian and conservator appointed for them. The other protection that's in place for them for the care recipient who may be being declared incompetent by the court is an attorney will be appointed for them, and the attorney will basically make sure that the person is not being railroaded into the guardianship and conservatorship. Mm. That they, sure. they've got the basic protections that we've got under the U.S. Constitution for civil rights and to make sure that they're not discriminated against, someone's not trying to rob them blind. Those sorts of things. So between those two protections, that's typically what happens.
Okay. So we have a situation where some amount of pre-planning would avoid the very things that you're describing. And I wonder if you would just review it, inform and review in the sense of saying when you are forced because of the absence of pre-planning and the right documents, when you are forced to go through these court-overseen procedures, how long does a process like that typically take? What does it cost the family to go through a process like that?
Well, let's start with the easy one. There are two simple documents that can replace a guardianship and conservatorship if they're done ahead of time, and those are a general financial power of attorney and a healthcare power of attorney. Okay. Those are very simple documents. If you pay more than $100 for them, I'd be surprised. And okay. Most attorneys would do that. Mm-hmm. Now, most attorneys are going to do it as part of an entire estate plan, and that's just going to be one of the documents that they include with the trust, the will, whatever documents you happen to be getting. So, but compared to that, the guardianship and conservatorship process usually takes anywhere from 8 to 12 weeks to get a guardian and conservator appointed. We've got all those investigations that I talked about earlier.
Okay.
We've already talked about there's at least two attorneys involved. There's an attorney for the petitioner, and there's an attorney for the person who is being declared incompetent. So as you can imagine, attorneys typically don't work for free in these matters, and they both get to be paid, and they're both paid out of the assets of the person. But beyond that, every year there is for a conservatorship, there's an annual financial accounting. For a guardianship, there's a guardianship report. And so basically you've got ongoing annual costs involved with getting those approved as well.
Wow. So what's a process like that going to cost on average?
I would guess that you are probably looking at anywhere in the $2,500 to $5,000 range for the initial appointment, and probably in $500 to $1,000 range every year, if everything goes smoothly.
Yeah,
if things don't go smoothly, you're looking at a lot more. You're looking at a lot more of attorney time, and when attorneys take time, they usually charge more money.
Yes, they do. So if I'm understanding you correctly, $100 and maybe 20 minutes of an attorney's time to pre-plan and absolutely prevent what you're describing, or thousands and thousands of dollars, weeks and weeks in court, and ongoing four-figure amounts every year if you don't.
That pretty much sums it up.
I guess suffice it to say, it makes a lot of sense to do pre-planning.
It makes a lot of sense to have to put your affairs in order while you're still capable of doing it. Absolutely.
Okay. Excellent information. KXXT listeners, we are a call-in show, and feel free to give us a call. Ask our panel of experts any question related to the area of caregiving, estate planning, home care services, cost, benefits, whatever may be on your mind. The number to call, 602-296-3632, 602-296-3632. And today we're visiting with estate planning planning attorney Troy McNeimer and home care Valley of the Sun home care owner and founder Jude Terrace, who is talking to us today about home care services. Jude, I'd like to toss a question your way. In the information age, where there's so much available, so many offers, so easy to get information, why in the world would I think about hiring an agency such as yours when I could simply go to Craigslist, for instance, and look for someone offering these types of services at a lower price?
Okay, I think if you're listening, this is the most important part to take away from myself. You know, if you're in need of these types of services or your family is, what you need to do, if by my suggestion, is hire an agency. Some of the things that you might not think of, but if you go through Craigslist, you know, you'll be able to. Earlier, I was saying about $20 an hour. You could probably expect to be able to hire someone off Craigslist maybe for as little as $10, $12 to $15 an hour. So you think, oh, that'd be great. Yeah, you could save a good chunk of change because, I mean, let's face it, we realize it isn't cheap to have a caregiver come into your home. However, what I want you to take away from this more than anything I said is if you are in need of services, go to an agency. Preferably, I'd love it to be Valley of the Sun Home Care, but if not, go to an agency, not from a private caregiver. What could happen? Some of the things you need to think of is this person that you're having come into your vulnerable elderly loved one's home. Have you personally done a background check? Because an agency will. Mm-hmm. So if you do hire someone privately, make sure you do a background check. Additionally, are you prepared to deal with the mess that comes along with the taxes? Because you are the employer, so you have to handle those taxes for them. Is that something you really want to deal with?
In other words, you have to withhold and become a regular employer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Additionally, think about things such as if the caregiver is sick or, you know, with Memorial Day coming up this weekend, say they want to go away for the weekend. What's the backup plan? You know,
there is none.
Exactly. So an agency will such as ours will have a trained person ready to fill in if someone is sick or in need of time off for themselves. And then additionally, you know, just the insurance and bonding and so forth. What happens if the caregiver steals from you?
Right.
I mean,
right.
we hear about
these things.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately. Yeah. I read about them in the paper. I hear about them on the radio. I see them too often. And I'm not just talking about nationally. I hear about them probably too much, but probably every 3 months or so I'll come up upon something here locally in Arizona that happened. And one way to help try to eliminate that risk is hiring through an agency.
Sure.
Now, I can't say that you'll never have a situation that comes up through an agency, but it's one way to kind of mitigate that potential risk there. So those are some of the reasons. And again, to restate it, more than anything, if you're in need of this type of help, go to a professional agency rather than hiring someone off Craigslist, a neighbor that your friend, you know, your neighbor has a friend who does this for so-and-so. Uh-huh. You know, if you're going to hire privately, make sure that you do your background and make sure you know that it's someone that you can trust.
Yeah, there has to be some special knowledge that goes beyond just being a neighbor, how to help someone properly out of a chair, onto a bed, things of
training,
training and some expertise on that. So that's some very excellent information. And we are going to take a short break and return back with our two guests here on Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises.
Hi, I'm Paul and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. And just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Welcome back. I'm certified financial planner Larry Moscat, here today with two of the Valley's top experts in estate planning and home care, Troy McNeimer from McNeimer Law Offices, Jude Terrace from Valley of the Sun Home Care. We are having a very interesting discussion, and we'd like you to join us. Give us a call, 602-296-3632. If you have a question, 602-296-3632. We'd love to talk with you on the line, and if you've got a problem, maybe we can help, and we'd love to do so. I want to make a before I talk about something that occurred to me during the break, I'd like to make mention of something we just referred to and touched on earlier, and that was long-term care insurance. Jude Terrace from Valley of the Sun Home Care was describing his services, how they're paid for, and he made reference to the fact that if in the absence of long-term care insurance, these kinds of services that they provide are essentially out-of-pocket private pay arrangements. But with long-term care insurance, very often they can be paid, if not just partially, but totally. And long-term care insurance is something we've dealt with for 25 years in our office. It has been a very interesting evolution for that industry, for that program. Companies come in, they go out. Some of the biggest insurance companies in the country who came into the business a number of years ago have left the long-term care insurance business. There are a lot of reasons why. Some of them are related to current interest rates. Some of them are related to particulars of more claims than expected and how many policies are lapsed and so on. Some just don't believe there's a future in that. But I wanted to make mention of long-term care insurance and something that's actually been around for probably 25 years or so. It's something we've dealt with as a firm, and it's the alternative to traditional what's called indemnity reimbursement long-term care insurance. When I use the term indemnity reimbursement long-term care insurance, I mean something that works similar to your health insurance. You pay a premium. If you have a claim, the claim is paid up to the limits of the policy. If you don't have a claim, the premium is gone. And therein lies one of the biggest problems the long-term care insurance industry has faced. For some reason, not one of us kick ourselves in the butt at the end of the year and say, geez, my house didn't catch on fire this year. I am so mad that I spent all that money on long-term care insurance. Well, I want to just let you know that there are options to that. There are what are called asset-based long-term care insurance coverage programs where you take an existing asset, could be a CD, it could be a stock, a bond, a mutual fund, something of that sort, and you simply reposition it, and it not only provides growth of capital, but also can provide protection in an amount more than that's in the account, and it's it is the new wave in long-term care insurance, because if you don't need long-term care insurance, essentially you not only get a return of your money, in many cases you get a return on your money as well. But what we're going to do is take a break, and we're going to speak with Bob Smith. Bob has a question for our experts. Bob, how can we help you today?
My question is on the health care. My father's like 84 years old, and we're out visiting, and he still drives, which concerns me, and I didn't know if there's like a minimum. I don't want him driving around, and, you know, I heard him saying about, you know, going for groceries or taking him where he wanted to go, but I didn't know if there was a minimum, because he's not in bad shape, but he's getting to that age, you know?
Yes, I hear you. And boy, if we don't hear about this just all the time, how should that be handled? What do you say? How do you approach a loved one who has been independent for north of 80 years? How do you maintain the respectfulness, the affection for them, at the same time having to take over, quite honestly, an element of what would on the surface appear to be a type of parenting? I have to stop you from doing something you've done for your well-being. Guys, thoughts on that?
Yeah, what you just said there about the parenting, it's funny how as you age, the parenting kind of seems to get reversed, whereas your parent was telling you how to do things and what to do, and then it gets reversed in this manner, and it seems like you're no longer the child that you were. You're having to be the parent to your parent, and you know, really, that's, I'm kind of going broad here, but that's a part of what is great about having, you know, a caregiver come in and provide the home care, because oftentimes we start helping someone, and it's usually the adult child who initiates that conversation with us and gets things started, and in doing so, you know, they want the help. The actual physical help that we're able to provide. But what's also great is kind of an extra benefit is that they're able to be that, have that father and son, or mother and mother and daughter relationship that they used to have, because now they're not having to worry so much because they're allowing the caregiver to provide that care there.
Bob, are there other activities besides driving that you're concerned with as far as your father goes?
Well, that was the major thing, and I mean, I imagine things are going to keep getting worse as years go by, but I just didn't know if there was, like, a minimum, like, is it 2-3 hour minimum? I just wanted to have an idea so at least I could tell them if I have to pay the bill. I don't mind paying the bill and helping them out because I'm not from out of state, but I want to make sure. I don't want them driving anymore, really.
Okay.
You know, and it's hard, I guess, to give up your driver's license. I know it'd probably be hard for me. When you drive all your life, you don't want to give up that driver's license.
Sure. Yeah, so kind of addressing the question of, I think you said, is there a minimum? And no, we don't have a 1 hour minimum is our minimum. However, if it's, and this is kind of, I'm talking specifically with us, but this is also pretty much general in terms of an agency here in the Valley. But ideally, though, it's usually a 4 hour minimum. If it's less than that, there's an additional charge incurred there. But we could help someone, whether it's just a one short hour visit or more typically a 4 hour minimum there.
Okay. Bob, let me, and I know Troy McNamer has a comment or perhaps another question for you. Bob, have you tried in any way to bring this up to your dad at all?
I just been asking him for the last couple of years. You know, I said, you know, it's about, I'm afraid I'm getting in an accident, and I'm not from the area. I'm out of state, just come to visit.
Sure.
And I'm just concerned because I'm so far away. I don't want him getting in an accident or hurting someone. I keep telling him he's, you know, not bad, but as you get of age, you don't have the reflex you have, like tramping on the brakes fast enough. And I'm just afraid that he might have an accident. So I've been trying to tell him you get somebody to drive you wherever you want to go, you know, and try to make it easier on him.
I wish I had a magic answer for you, Bob. But really, I think the key is to let this person know that you care about them and you're trying to do what's best for them, and not only them, but also what's you don't want this person to also get in a car accident and kill you know, someone else because because their reaction time isn't what it used to be.
Sure.
So, but really, that's what I said about the I wish I had a magic answer. There isn't really. You could kind of just try to be as patient as possible and hopefully they'll come around, because this is one of the biggest things that we deal with all the time is the adult child wanting to get help for their parent, but the parent is resisting. And it could take a couple of years, like you're saying.
Sure. Troy McNamara?
Yeah, that sort of answers. My main thing was this way, if I tell them, hey, put your things together, you know, you have 2, 3, 4 hours, and you could have somebody come over, whether it's once a week or twice a week, and they could take you where you want to go and, you know, get your things done so that you don't have to be driving, was my main concern.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Bob, I think Troy McNamara has a question or comment.
Well, I do. Like Jude, I don't have a magic answer for you. One of the things that I have found to be successful in previous situations is to sit down with them and just basically lay it out. Don't be gentle, but be firm. And it helps. I don't know if you have any siblings or not, but if there's anybody else that maybe you can bring around the table to say, Dad, it's time to give up your car. You're just not able to do it anymore. You may find that it's more successful. What you don't want is to him to be able to play people off of each other.
Right.
Sure. Yeah, yeah. Bob, I would, to the extent that it's possible, and I know it's really tough when we talk about things we've done for 80-plus years, when we talk about our independence, our pride in our independence, would be to in some way engage your dad in kind of a question session and not so much tell him that it's time, but to craft your questions in such a way that he comes up with that suggestion himself by just telling him that you're worried about him and that you're kind of concerned about the issue of his driving. I would then turn it back to him and ask him, Dad, I wonder if you have any of the same concerns yourself, and just kind of let him talk about it, because somewhere down deep, Bob, I have to think, you know, he's been around a long time. He's gained a lot of knowledge. He's probably a smart guy. If there were a way to craft a loving conversation with him that you could get him to tell you that he thinks it's time to maybe give up driving, and that you'll work together with him to find options to get around whenever he needs, to wherever he needs, I think that would be a worthwhile endeavor. Would it work? I don't know. But if you could get him to propose that, I think it would have more strength.
I agree.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to work on that, because we've been just mentioning it to him, but we only come out to visit, you know.
Sure, that's hard.
We're just concerned because we're so far away. If something happens, we got to get on a flight and get out there, and I was just trying to get him, you know, to at least give up the driving part, take a taxi, or get somebody to come in and help you take wherever you got to go, you know.
Yeah, I think if the structure of that replacement could be in place before you really have that conversation and get him to say, yeah, I maybe every now and then I do question whether I should be driving, you could come back and be able to say, well, you know what? I've thought of these three excellent alternatives to how you could get where you need to go, when you need to go, and have a substitution ready right there at hand, so that he doesn't have to kind of flap in the breeze and wonder what's going to happen. If you could put some of those together, I think maybe it would make it an easier transition.
Okay, I appreciate it, and I'm going to work on it.
All right, Bob. Well, good luck with that. I know it's very hard with aging relatives, but you're a good son, and thank you very much for the call. Good luck.
Okay, have a great day.
All right, you too. You're listening to KXXT and our show about crisis financial counseling, money management, wounded hearts, and family crises. I'm certified financial planner Larry Moscat. Our co-host Dave Isaacs is taking some time off today to get some things done. And I'm here with two of the Valley's experts in estate planning and home care, Troy McNamara from McNamara Law Offices, Jude Terrace, founder and owner of Valley of the Sun Home Care. Let's get back into, we were talking earlier, guys, about about, and we've got just a couple minutes to wrap this up. I was interested. We've talked. We just got off the phone with Bob. We've talked about a variety of different risks. Troy, I'd like to ask you a question from a legal perspective related to caregivers, and I would like to know what would you say are some of the legal risks that caretakers need to be careful to avoid in providing care?
Well, that's a bigger question than we've got time to address. But okay. I guess I would say at the top. You've got if you're giving care, you've got a fiduciary duty to the person you're giving care to. So you have to treat their assets and their health very scrupulously. You have to give them the highest level of duty, highest level of respect. You can't do anything that even has the appearance of a conflict of interest or anything that is not for their best interest.
Okay. What then happens if they do something that is not in their best interest? What and you're a family member and you find out that a loved one who's being cared for has had something done that maybe you question or you've seen is just outright wrong.
When that happens, and it doesn't happen in every situation, but it certainly does happen in some of them. When that happens, really the only thing that you can do is confront the caregiver, and if that's not successful, you have to pursue your remedies in court to protect the person who has been taken advantage of.
Okay. Well, guys, we've got about 2 minutes left. I wonder if any parting comments on this area of financial crises, estate planning, caregiving. Any final words you'd like to offer listeners?
You know, I think you summed it up pretty well earlier. There is a If you do a little bit now, you can save a lot of expense down the road, whether that be for yourself, whether that be for the person who's going to be giving you care, or whether that be for the people that are that will take care of your affairs after you've died. So plan, see an estate planner, get some documents in place.
Pre-planning pays off. Okay, Jude?
You know, I think in a similar fashion, getting started with a little bit of home care early rather than before it gets to be too late and, you know, they have to go to assisted living. Have us help out sooner rather than when it's too late. That's what their only option is.
So proactivity pays off in all of these areas. Well, that is bringing us to a close on today's show, Money Management, Wounded Hearts, and Family Crises. I'm certified financial planner Larry Moscat. Tune in next time. Our shows are always available by way of archived links, and we'd be happy to send them to you if you'd like one. Check in at our website, www.riiadvisors.com, and you'll be able to find links to the show if you missed anything. You'll be able to catch it all over once again. So again, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you, Troy McNeimer from McNeimer Law Offices, Jude Terrace from Valley of the Sun Home Care, and we'll see you again next time. So long.
Living home for the elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move
this
your business forward.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.